Washington. This is VOA News. I'm Frances Alonso reporting. A prosecutor in Bahrain said Tuesday four American journalists have been charged with illegally assembling with the intent to commit a crime. Police announced the arrest on Monday, saying the woman and three men entered the country last week and performed journalistic activities without permission from authorities, in addition to carry out illegal acts. The prosecutor's statement Tuesday said the group was interrogated with lawyers present and were being released. The journalists went to Bahrain to cover the anniversary of the island's pro-democracy protests that were crushed by authorities 5 years ago. Air attacks in northern Syria that have damaged or destroyed schools and hospitals and left at least 50 dead drew international condemnation. Susan Rice, the U.S. National Security Advisor, denounced the strikes that some believe were carried out by the government or Russian forces.
What concerns us is that as the violence continues, more and more civilians are being impacted. And the pressure on civilians and the outflow of displaced persons from their areas of residence is increasing. And that is why we have put a premium on trying to halt the violence, enable humanitarian access, and create an environment that is conducive for a political track to get underway.
Meanwhile, UN envoy for Syria, Staffan de Mistura, is in the country where he's due to hold talks Tuesday with officials on implementing a ceasefire this week. He arrived late Monday in the Syrian capital, Damascus, for an unannounced visit. World powers agreed last week to a cessation of hostilities. It's set to begin on Friday in order to let badly needed humanitarian aid to be delivered. You're listening to VOA News. Former French President Nicolas Sarkozy is being questioned in connection with the financial scandal involving his unsuccessful re-election bid in 2012. Sarkozy appeared in a Paris courtroom Tuesday to face judges investigating allegations that a public relations firm engaged in a process of false accounting that allowed Sarkozy's campaign to conceal unauthorized spending that would put it well over the legal limit of $25 million in place at the time. Meanwhile, Sarkozy has denied any knowledge of that accounting scheme. South Korean President Park Geun-hye is warning North Korea that Seoul plans to take a harder approach towards the regime if it continues working on developing a nuclear weapon. In a nationally televised address before the National Assembly Tuesday, President Park defended her decision to close a case on industrial park in response to regime's recent test of its nuclear and ballistic missile program. That industrial park is a manufacturing hub jointly run with North Korea. President Obama hosting leaders of the 10 members of the Association of Southeast Asian Nations, also known as ASEAN, said he wants to boost security and economic cooperation. He spoke at the start of a two-day meeting in California.
Together, we can continue to increase the trade and economic partnerships that create jobs and opportunity for our people. Since I took office, we've boosted trade between the United States and ASEAN by 55%. The region is now our fourth largest goods trading partner, including U.S. exports that support more than 500,000 American jobs. U.S. companies have been the largest source of foreign investment in ASEAN. One of the many reasons that the region's GDP has surged in recent years, lifting people from poverty into the middle class.
Meanwhile, apart from trade and commerce, as well as the implementation of the Trans-Pacific Partnership Free Trade Pact, the leaders are discussing violent extremism and the creation of a common set of principles to guide nations on a range of issues, including maritime disputes in the South China Sea. The White House says U.S. President Obama has accepted an invitation to visit Vietnam in May. An administration official says President Obama accepted that invitation Monday during a meeting with the Vietnamese prime minister on the sidelines of the U.S.-ASEAN Leaders Summit in California. The invitation was offered last year. Four of the world's biggest oil-producing nations have reached an agreement to freeze output to tackle the global oil surplus. The oil ministers of Russia, Saudi Arabia, Venezuela, and Qatar agreed to the pact Tuesday during a closed-door meeting in the capital of Doha. The quartet will freeze output at January levels, which the Saudi Arabian oil minister called adequate. More at VOAnews.com. I'm Frances Alonso in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.